JS Delta Q Delta, or God Mode Interestato Potato?
Everyone always says, oh, start in the beginning. But what if you're just not one of those people? Let me get you started on the highest of heights. I call it the Delta Q Delta, or God Mode. Bootstrap, a GUI project that helps with building website interfaces, uses solid developer wisdom to proceed forward. They are slow, but they always move towards correct aims. The main developer had a long-standing wish to add an off-canvas sidebar. Off-canvas means that a thing exists, but beyond the visible screen. It is not on the GUI canvas. It is in the minus space of screen. Because they have much to worry about and legacy ideas to support, they still have jQuery bits, and jQuery went out of style a while ago. Bootstrap developers are unfortunately too far behind technologies like web components, which help you create custom HTML elements like span or div, but much bigger and more complex like video and beyond. Because of Canvas is the latest feature they added, I will be using it here in the examples. I went to the spot at GitHub where Bootstrap has their JavaScript, and I copied the URL of the 300 line or so off-canvas JavaScript file that contains functions such as show, hide, toggle, and a couple of other things. I pasted the off-canvas URL into GitHub AI and asked, could you give me a bullet point breakdown of what features they strive to cover in the source code? Make sure that it talks about the code, not the user interface feature or user experience, but the actual programming. For me, the AI responded with 1. Declarative show hide, 2. Accessibility, 3. Backdrop management, 4. Scroll and body management, 5. Lifecycle and custom events, 6. Data API and declarative markup, 7. Animation and transitions, that's CSS, 8. Multi-instance safety, 9. Responsiveness, 10. Dismiss triggers, 11. Some jQuery support, and finally 12. Modular extensible architecture. It also explained those things in a paragraph or two. You can always add explain it to someone who is new to programming to get even more information. AI will absolutely take care of you more than any teacher ever could or ever will. Any confusion here is a problem with the way schools work. It is not a problem with you or your mind or not being able to get into programming. These 12 points are good explanations of simple things. You are simply receiving fake education so that the teachers could simply get paid. Think of fake high schools and schools in general as a church of pretending to teach and pretending to learn by desperate cramming or memorization. But please, become aware of the fact that your teachers and sometimes parents tricked you into inventing memorization and cramming. You were coerced into it. Delta Q Delta, they are messing with your life, with your mind, and with your future. Please use AI to learn programming, or they may just end up ruining your life. You also have to fight the dragons of poverty, homelessness, and hunger. So use AI to learn programming so that you can slay those before they derail you from ending up where you need to be for the world to make sense. But, and this is important, because as soon as I received the list of 12 items from the AI, all I did was felt that I have set the context for the conversation correctly. It may not be necessary anymore, but I still do it, and you should practice it too. It's called context engineering. Then I fired off the following real question.
Could you show me what the modern approach to each of the 12 points is based on?
And here I presented three links to articles about web components. And I added, print informative code snippets with beautiful and modern JavaScript using the latest features, JavaScript ES 2025. The way I got the URLs for this thing is by searching for web components, choosing the MDN website, which is the people that work on Firefox, Mozilla Developer Network, and then using the three web component guides, using custom elements, using shadow DOM, and using templates and slots. I'm almost certain that you don't have to do this, that you can use just the normal URLs, but I scrolled down to the bottom of every page and copied the view this page on GitHub URL, because I am using the GitHub AI, so it's probably better that you use the repository markdowns. And indeed, the AI took an extra moment. I love when I do that. And it returned a beautiful response that I will just attach here and speak briefly of. But I sat there transfixed like some kind of a deer in front of headlights for a good 20 minutes or so. It was weird. Please, please, at the very least, look at the event cycle in number 5. Look how simple things are under the hood. It is almost suspicious how easy it is all to master, and how easy it is to go full Delta Q Delta. Number 7 shows animations which are in CSS, not JavaScript. It's not too hard to learn CSS. AI will take care of everything for you. This is just for specifying object attributes, and objects are what HTML represents. Number 8, the multi-instance safety, only sounds scary. But all it is just closing other instances of the off-canvas panels before showing the one you clicked on. Yeah. One of the very special things about this response is that every item shows an off-canvas web component, an incomplete one. But it frames all the code it discusses in the proper context. It only features just the code from one of the 12 items. I am so jealous that you have this ability. Please learn JavaScript and avoid all the other languages. They are not good for you. Do not let other people trick you into learning something other than JavaScript. They have no idea what they're talking about. Just look at TypeScript. The whole point of JavaScript is to have a C family language that doesn't need data types. And then TypeScript comes around, adding types to JavaScript. Highly questionable. Highly. No matter how good the tooling is, it's not worth having your JavaScript twisted into something that is not JavaScript, nor will it ever be. And this crazy invention that you are growing into, that the computer can talk to you in freaking English.
Oh, wow. You have to learn programming. AI is trying to teach you how to write code. This is ridiculous. Meanwhile, you go to school and Mrs. Schmeezels is like, here, memorize for the quiz. Are you kidding me? Do not go down with the ship. I can already imagine someone yelling at their high school teacher,
either be as effective as my AI or zip it, Miss Schmeezels.
But you also have to be very careful when they do bring AI into schools, because they may still want you to learn the old curriculum, which is worthless. AI or not, standardized education is still the crap that gets you nothing. You must always aim to learn things as effective or more effective as programming. That's your measuring stick. So it's just worth the while to learn a little bit of programming just to have that idea of what authentic education really is. They may be able to take the teacher out of the standardized crap, but they can't take the crap out of standardization. So, authentic education must always be self-directed and at the correct pace. If you aren't learning in the sequence that matches your existing knowledge, then you are not learning at all. Finally, in part because Halloween is so close, I will now scare you, and most of the world, with some really amazing JavaScript code. I asked the best programming AI at the moment to translate 5 of the most magical things from Prologue to ES2025 JavaScript, latest version of JavaScript. And I hope you have access to the original text version of this strange recording. And if you do, oh my goodness, grab onto your butt before clicking the Prologue link.